Part of the thing you have to recognize is that those statements were made in a period of history when the statement was, you are saved by faith and works. You are saved by grace and something else. You are saved by the message of God that comes from Scripture and the authority of a bishop or councils. And so the words alone, sola in Latin, were added to that statement to distinguish this profession of belief from others that had crept in and obscured Christ. Therefore, the alones come from the need to distinguish. I'm not saved by my membership in a denomination. I'm saved by faith alone. I'm not saved because I work at it. I'm saved by grace, a gift from God, alone. I'm not saved because somebody interpreted for me what I should understand. It's the Word of God and the Holy Spirit working through it, and that alone is the source of this teaching. So the alones are a distinguishing term based on historical context, but the key concept is Christ alone. There is no salvation outside of Him, and all these other things are subsumed under Jesus Christ.